much against the world, cause he was smarter than most. And of course he had an ego that was taller than most. And from his school and his background he had nothing to boast. He tried to fit into the world, he went all over the coast. He couldn't earn bread and he was sick of his toast. So he started to look for something bigger than roast. But he grew sick of himself till he was sick in his health. And he'd go out at night and he'd sneak at his stealth. And somehow he found that he frickety felt a little power in his secret that to know when he tell. His first victim he went and strangled with his belt. But Lord only knows whatever led him to hell. Morning after murder he'd be feeling unwell. But the yearning in his eyes had to get bigger and swell. He'd be feeling like needing for his soul to be forgiven. But his soul had been given to some force that was driven by some morbid ambition that would never ever listen to. Somewhere, somehow, a corpse starts to stiffen out. Little Johnny Marr wasn't going very far. Took a stranger in his car, put a dagger to his heart. Now psycho killer. Too much, so much hate in his brain that he no longer gave a fuck. Now the hits be talking in the streets, he's walking about the news that's talking about the killer who's stalking in the neighborhood. Murder put him in a merry mood, very good. He wasn't acting like a sinner should. Hollywood was calling him to be a star. Tonight time to meet psycho killer Johnny Marr. Sick and demented, every blow you know he meant it, cause his heart's been cemented, make you cry, go to bed. There was never no escaping for little Tracy Mason. Came out late from the station, turned the corner and faced him. Felt no remorse cause he felt that he hates him. And if he got caught then he'd make the same statement. Little Johnny Marr wasn't going very far. Took a stranger in his car, put a dagger to his heart. Now
Johnny Dangerous.